and Ohio, Donald Trump told the voting battlegrounds of Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Now, if you have to believe the polls, Joe Biden's going to win, but they said that about Hillary Clinton last time, didn't they? Well, Dr. Robert Gucci is a senior lecturer in critical digital media practice at Lancaster University. He also wrote The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. And he's with us this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. I love the West Wing theme song. Thank you.
Oh, the West Wing. Have you seen the new West Wing thing they did on stage?
Well, I can't afford HBO, so I have not.
I've got a dodgy link. I'll send you it.
Okay, thanks.
So, last time you came on, you said that Donald Trump would win. Looking at all the polls and everything, are you still going to go with that?
Well, I slept on it last night, and I was expecting an October surprise, some sort of behavior from Donald Trump that really brings out his supporters, unfortunately, that is about violence and calling for more racial divide and tension, though he doesn't really need to do that. Americans seem to do that on their own. But I'm going to dig my heels in. I'm going to say I think that voting for Donald Trump is still a very unpopular thing to admit to in much of the United States, and there might be some of those secret, silent voters out there. Certainly, even if Joe Biden wins, Donald Trump's going to try and take a victory, even if it goes into the courts. So it'll be a touch and go here for the next few days, I think.
Yeah, because I'm wondering whether to stay up tonight, but by this time tomorrow, we won't know a winner, will we?
We won't know. I mean, what we will see, though, is how the candidates are responding. And I think what's interesting is, you know, Donald Trump responds, you know, he wears his emotion on his sleeve, so he's going to respond as he will. But it'll be kind of the first time we get to see Joe Biden in this type of tense situation. How's he going to react? We don't really know what kind of president he would be because he's been fending off Donald Trump the whole time. So it might be interesting to see if he's not coached too much, how he might be responding to this tension.
You talk about tension, and I've seen pictures from the States of shops being boarded up, of places closing. This is really scary. What are you hearing from people back home of how tense and what kind of atmosphere there is?
Yeah, I mean, this is a culmination of a lot of tension. I mean, when you look at some neighborhoods and even in some suburban areas, there's always been, unfortunately, racial tension that has been increased by Donald Trump. But certainly this is a call for calm, but also a call for maybe a bit of reality that we saw Donald Trump supporters were trying to run a bus off of the road, a Joe Biden bus off the road in Texas, which led to the cancellation of those Biden events there. And Donald Trump certainly has been calling for violence all the way from Charlottesville to most recently when he says that those people driving those trucks are just nice guys. So I think that there is some concern. We don't want this to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it is a tension that is coming to a head, and we'll have to see, you know, how democracy in the U.S. handles this over the next weeks if this goes again into the court system.
And it's interesting because if you look at the levels and the amount of people who've died of COVID in America, it is huge. Yet Donald Trump is trying to kind of not talk about that, isn't he? He's kind of saying that all the mainstream media that he likes to call, all the TV networks, that's all COVID, 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 I've got it sorted. But if you look at the facts, he hasn't. And he's even called he's even getting people to shout the number one doctor when it comes to dealing with stuff like this, Dr. Fauci, who seems to know what he's talking about. Donald Trump's getting people at his rallies to shout, sack Fauci.
Yeah, there's been a lot of love-hate relationship between the two of them. Fauci, of course, kind of being on the side of science, and Donald Trump being on the side of Donald Trump. You know, I think we also, it's interesting, we looked at numbers, about 700 of those cases or so coming from Donald Trump rallies, where people have been gathering in very close proximity without masks. and also people within Donald Trump's circle within the White House coming down with COVID. So it is difficult to say that building a barrier, both physical and ideological, around the White House related to COVID was going to work. I mean, that obviously didn't work. I mean, the president himself was in hospital.
How is it going to work? Because in this country, it's simple. Polls close at 10 and they start counting. Now, in America, they close at all different times, don't they? And there's the Electoral College system. Just very quickly explain how that works.
So the polls close over the course of the time zones, and there are four different time zones, so there are large gaps between when we hear from coast to coast. Those popular votes are supposed to, in theory, inform select individuals who represent those states who are bound by law to vote in their way. It's supposed to be an issue of equity among states. But what we see and what we've seen in the last several decades is that Electoral College does not represent the popular vote. So Donald Trump could very easily lose the popular vote. But because of the way the system is set up, which will probably never change because we're exhausted when we come out of elections, the Electoral College could very well vote in favor of Donald Trump. That's what we've seen happen in the past. And when elections fall apart, sometimes they go to Supreme Court, like in 2000, which could very well happen here.
Yeah, so this morning we'll call you this time tomorrow, probably. What do you reckon? But by this time tomorrow, will we be none the wiser, do you think?
No, but we could see actual action being taken by the president or by the campaigns and their lawyers. We could see some movement in that respect that could move us in a direction of either a premature decision or one that might be a little bit more solid in some sort of truth. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Dr. Robert Gusher, Senior Lecturer in Critical Digital Media Practice. That sounds important. At Lancaster University. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm going to watch an hour, Leanne. All right, an hour and then go. She's shaking her head. Right now, 8:34.